Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
It is a glorious, glorious day down here today. It's supposed to be 24 today. That's Celsius. And it's just so nice. So nice. I've got shaved my legs, got the pins out, the arms are out. I'm getting my vitamin D fix today, that's for sure. And I was up really early this morning, really early for me, out of bed. Like, usually I wake around 6, 20 past 6-ish, sometimes a little bit earlier. But I lay in bed until about 7:30. And this morning I had to connect with the Nambucca Valley Women's Business group, I guess, network, and share my story with them, which was kind of like a full circle moment, actually, because that's really where this story begins. It's where I started Carlosophies, my blog, back in 2009, and eventually it turned into the podcast. But that was, you know, Nambucca was where I was first diagnosed with depression and anxiety, because I felt really, you know, I was really isolated. I didn't know anyone except my husband, and I was living in a place, you know, a small town in kind of halfway between Brisbane and Sydney, and no real way of making friends. Anyway, you've probably heard the story before, but that's where my quest, I guess, began. That I'm not necessarily at the destination. I think we're always on some kind of quest, but it was so nice to connect with some old faces that I knew, like Kim and Stacey, hi there, and Liz, part of, you know, big pieces of my story back then, and come back and tell it, like the last kind of 10, 11 years. Anyway, what I actually wanted to talk to you about today was something that has been swimming around me for a few days now, and it's come up in a lot of conversations, and it kind of came up a little bit today while I was talking to the women of Nambucca. And it's around this idea of what I am available for. And I've actually done podcast episodes on this, so it's something that I use all the time. Basically, the tool is just asking myself two questions. What am I available for, and what is available to me? Okay, so during my little sharing of my story today, this morning, bright and early, I talked about how, and I talk about this a lot, how I really wanted to go from zero to Oprah. I really wanted to be struck down with inspiration as to like what my purpose was, and I wanted to have my Oprah moment. And I always felt like I was here for something greater. And I'd had all these preconceived ideas about what that might look like. And it looked not like Oprah, but like, you know, big, big like Oprah. And I just never really seemed to get there. You know, it was like, why? Why haven't I been discovered yet? Why aren't I further along the path? Why aren't I reaching more people? And this is something that I haven't necessarily been asking myself that much lately, but definitely over the last 5 years, I've had moments where I've thought to myself, this is going to sound rather conceited, but I've thought to myself, well, I don't get it. Like, why are some people having big reach with a message that isn't as good as mine? That's probably the wrong way to say it, but like, there are people out there having huge reach and having huge external success, you know, big numbers, the things that I had wanted, fame, fortune, and they're not necessarily in integrity, and they're also not necessarily, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, but they're maybe, I don't know, like, it sounds kind of elitist, but I feel like I know more than them. That sounds really, oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. But have you ever had those moments? Maybe you don't, I don't know. Maybe it's just me who sometimes thinks, I don't get it. Why are they having success and I'm not? And in the past, it's been actually really triggering for me. I've felt bitter and resentful about it. And now I'm at peace with it, right? Like, I feel like I'm living my version of success and life is good. For the most part, it doesn't mean it's always easy. I was crying on an episode a couple of weeks ago, but you know, I feel like I'm in a really good place. And so that needing the external validation of it just isn't really there as much anymore. I don't need a big audience. I don't need to do more or, excuse me, have more or be more. I just am where I am, and I'm really happy where I am. And while I was sharing today, one of the things that kind of came up was that idea of, like, when I actually got very clear on what it was that I really wanted, it wasn't about reaching hundreds of thousands of people. It wasn't about being a, you know, like a recognized name. It was about impact. And that isn't reliant on anything other than what I already do have available to me, which is my voice, my experience, and my stories. And for years, I made it really difficult for myself. I kind of was like, you know, I talked about this today. When I would go on these purpose retreats and I would want to know, like, what I was here for, when I was really in that place of seeking purpose, and I would go on these retreats and get very still, and you know, the question would be, what are you here for? And it would always be the same answer. It always has been the same answer, which was share. Show up and share. Tell your story. And I could never see how that was enough, and how I could make anything of that. Like, it just seemed like a frivolous kind of thing to do. How was I ever gonna pay my mortgage just sharing who I am? And who'd even want to fucking hear that? Well, it turns out quite a few of you want to hear that. And it's kind of what I do now. I really have stepped into this place where I'm like, this is what I'm here for, to show up and share. Show up and speak up, right? And the more that I come back to that, the more things are kind of working out. It can be this simple, but often we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to figure out how. But when we're really deeply connected to why, the how kind of unfolds more effortlessly than when we're there in our heads trying to figure out what's next. And you know, what I really want to drive home is this: what am I available for? And what is available to me? Because, I mean, it's profoundly life-changing. When we figure out what we're available for, it makes a lot of the things that we think we should, those dreaded shoulds, they dissipate. Because when I got clear on what I am available for, what I wasn't available for, you know, for example, right, when I've heard people speak to me about, like, you know, they love Brené Brown's work, or Liz Gilbert, or Glennon Doyle, or whoever, I used to get really kind of triggered, and because I wanted that, right? And then when I actually got clear, do I want fame? Do I want to be a household name? Do I want all eyes on me? do I want to be traveling the world all the time sharing my message? Am I available for that? And when I get really honest with myself, no, I'm not really. Like, I'm available for sure. I'm available for fairly regular travel when COVID's over. I'm available for, you know, maybe some international travel and doing some speaking overseas, which I've already been doing. I'm available for, you know, interviews, and I'm available for a book contract. I'm available for all that stuff. But if I get really honest, I'm not available for a lot of the things it would take to have the success in terms of external success, like the reach that Brené Brown or Liz Gilbert or Glennon Doyle have. I'm just not really available for that. And once I give myself permission for that to be the case, then I just enjoy what I have. And I can see what is available to me right now, because it was never necessarily about reach. It was about a bit of respect, a bit of reverence, but I have to have that for myself first. I can't expect to have respect and reverence from others if I'm not respecting and revering myself. And you know, when I got clear about what it was about contribution and it was about impact. Not about fame and fortune so much. Those things are nice, but I feel like they're kind of byproducts of when we are really super duper aligned to who we are. And when we're really clear on what we are available for. And once we're clear on what we are available for, I just feel like it gives us, like, we're off the hook then. We're not having to strive for something that actually doesn't really matter that much. And then I can look at, well, if I'm not talking about fame and fortune, which really are external, they're not things that live within, right? Like, I mean, impact has an external quality to it as well. Then I just lost my train. I'm off the train. Hang on. Let me just see. There's a little boy in the water. And for some reason, I always get really... it's just my anxiety and ancestry that makes me worry when I see little kids without their parents within reach. Anyway, it's all good. Right, so when I get really clear on the impact and the, you know, what actually really matters to me, then I can see what is available to me already. So what I have at my disposal that can bring me a sense of contribution, which is what I want to do. I want to contribute. So, and also what it does, once I start looking at what I have available to me, I can also already see, or I can also see that I already have what I'm after, right? Like, we often already have what we're seeking. We're just so externally focused that we can't see we already have it within us. Oh, there's a little puppy. Come on, Bill. Oh, hang on. Hello. Hello, darling. Hello. Oh, hang on. There you go. Hey. Hello, darling. Whoa, you got him?
Gentle with that.
Hey, good. Come on, Bill. Yeah, then I can also see what I like, that I already have some of what I'm seeking. And what I feel like that does, like, I don't really necessarily want to go into the whole everything is energy, your vibe attracts your, you know, all that shit. That's not, like, I don't believe that we have to be in a certain vibration in order to attract things. I think that's very limited, because there have been times where I've had been, and some of my friends have been in the worst places of their entire life, and money is just flowing to them. And in fact, that was the same with me. In 2009, when I was really depressed and anxious, and, you know, the world was going through a GFC, I was the most financially abundant I had ever been. You know, like, you know, so I don't necessarily believe that we need to, you know, increase our vibe. I feel like it's not necessarily about being high vibe. It's about being just who you are and accepting where you are. And then that removes the need for something else, because I believe it's that need that stops things from coming from us. That's the energetic block, if there is any. It's needing something. That's when we stop it coming to us, when we need to meet the love of our life, when we need to have children to complete us, when we need to be famous in order for us to feel valued or worthy, when we need, you know, like for me, the various needs, when I needed a house to feel like, you know, when I needed to own a home in order to feel like I was home, when all I had to do was look around me to feel at home, you know, and when I didn't need that, when I knew that there were, home was within me and I gave up the attachment to it, that's when things really happened for me and I ended up with the house, right? And it's the same with success, actually. Like, I feel quite successful now, but nothing's really changed. I'm not earning a shitload more money. I'm not reaching thousands and thousands of more people or hundreds of thousands of people. I'm still me. I just feel more successful. And so when I feel more successful, I show up in the world with that energy instead of the energy of I'm invisible, no one sees me, no one values me, you know, like, yeah. So it's like an internal thing. And really, I guess there's three elements to this, right? One is looking at what we are attached to. What do we feel like we need? Because there's going to be, inevitably, a whole fuckload of shoulds attached to that. Because what we're seeing is an external picture of something that we want. And when our life doesn't match up to that picture, we're in a place of lack because we don't have it. And yeah, and so there's that, right? Like dropping the attachment, accepting where you are by asking yourself those two questions. What am I available for? And what is available to me right now? And I guess I invite you to ask those questions of yourself. What are you attached to? And what is it that you actually want about that? What is it really? What is it really, 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 really about? Because it's rarely about what it looks to be about, you know? And then what am I available for? Or what can I accept about where I am? And what am I truly available for? And what is available to me that's going to give me the feeling that I'm actually after? Because it's not the thing, it's the feeling. You know, it's not the thing. It's the feeling that you have when you can envisage yourself having the thing. It's not the thing. It's never the thing. All right. That's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.